The Brights campaign got off to a shaky start when it was furiously denounced by some atheists, petrified of being branded arrogant. The gay pride movement, fortunately, suffers from no such false modesty, which may be why it succeeded. In an earlier chapter, I generalise the theme of consciousness raising, starting with the achievement of feminists in making us flinch when we hear a phrase like men of goodwill instead of people of goodwill. Here, I want to raise consciousness in another way. I think we should all wince when we hear a small child being labelled as belonging to some particular religion or another. Small children are too young to decide their views on the origins of the cosmos, of life, and of morals. The very sound of the phrase Christian child or Muslim child should grate like fingernails on a blackboard. Here is a report dated 3rd of September 2001 from the Irish radio station KPFT-FM.
Catholic schoolgirls faced protests from loyalists as they attempted to enter the Holy Cross Girls' Primary School on the Ardoyne Road in North Belfast. Royal Ulster Constabulary, RUC, officers and British Army, BA, soldiers had to clear the protesters who were attempting to blockade the school. Crash barriers were erected to allow the children to get through the protest to the school. Loyalists jeered and shouted sectarian abuse as the children, some as young as 4 years of age, were escorted by the parents into the school. As children and parents entered the front gate of the school, loyalists threw bottles and stones.
Naturally, any decent person will wince at the ordeal of these unfortunate schoolgirls. I am trying to encourage us to wince too at the very idea of labelling them Catholic schoolgirls at all. Loyalists, as I pointed out in Chapter 1, is the mealy-mouthed Northern Ireland euphemism for Protestants, just as nationalists is the euphemism for Catholics. People who do not hesitate to brand children Catholics or Protestants stop short of applying those same religious labels far more appropriately to adult terrorists and mobs.
Our society, including the non-religious sector, has accepted the preposterous idea that it is normal and right to indoctrinate tiny children in the religion of their parents and to slap religious labels on them. Catholic child, Protestant child, Jewish child, Muslim child, etc., although no other comparable labels. No conservative children, no liberal children, no Republican children, no Democrat children. Please, please raise your consciousness about this and raise the roof whenever you hear it happening. A child is not a Christian child, not a Muslim child, but a child of Christian parents or a child of Muslim parents. This latter nomenclature, by the way, would be an excellent piece of consciousness raising for the children themselves. A child who is told she is a child of Muslim parents will immediately realise that religion is something for her to choose or reject when she becomes old enough to do so.
A good case can indeed be made for the educational benefits of teaching comparative religion. Certainly my own doubts were first aroused at the age of about 9 by the lesson, which came not from school but from my parents, that the Christian religion in which I was brought up was only one of many mutually incompatible belief systems. Religious apologists themselves realise this, and it often frightens them. After that nativity play story in The Independent, not a single letter to the editor complained of the religious labelling of the four-year-olds. The only negative letter came from the Campaign for Real Education, whose spokesman, Nick Seaton, said multi-faith religious education was extremely dangerous because
children these days are taught that all religions are of equal worth, which means that their own has no special value.
Yes, indeed, that is exactly what it means. Well might this spokesman worry.